I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Alcohol and drug use among teens is on the rise in the United States. To talk about substance use treatment specifically for teenagers is Dr. Brittany Bryant. She's a clinical instructor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and she's director of the Motivate program for adolescent substance use treatment at MUSC. Dr. Bryant, what are some of the common signs that a teen may be struggling with a substance use problem?
Most of our parents report first noticing a change in mood from their adolescent, but also a change in their behaviors. We also will begin to see that a lot of our teenagers will have lowered grades. We start to see that they're isolating because most times they want to hide some of their substance use, or they're worried about somebody noticing that they're using.
If a teenager is indeed struggling with substance use, is it important to get treatment early on in that whole process?
Absolutely. So addressing substance use early on allows for better outcomes for our adolescents. So if a parent notices any of the signs or suspects that they may need treatment, then we definitely encourage them to go see their pediatrician. They can actually come into a treatment facility that's nearby them to be able to get an assessment done. And during that assessment, clinical professionals are able to determine if there's actually a risk or if this kid is already dealing with substances so that they can address those issues.
What kind of treatment is most effective for teenagers specifically who have substance use problems?
We actually use a number of different treatment modalities, all evidence-based, but the direction that we decide to go is really determined by what the adolescent is actually dealing with. When adolescents come into a treatment facility, what we tend to do first is to assess whether or not they are dealing just with substance use or if they're dealing with substance use and mental health issues or concerns. And so our route that we decide to take after that is really determined by some of those factors. But one of the things that we know to be very effective is cognitive behavioral therapy, especially when we're able to have our patients to understand how their thoughts are tied to their feelings and feelings tied to their behavior. We also use ACT, which is acceptance and commitment therapy, where it gives our adolescents respect but also a voice in their treatment and their care. And during that process, it really gives them the opportunity to tie their values, what they say is important, to the decisions and the choices that they decide to make to either reduce their substance use or abstain from substances altogether.
What are some of the factors that seem to contribute to success for a teen who is getting treatment for substance use?
One of the biggest factors are the friends that our adolescents choose to hang out with. We ask them during the course of treatment to work on enhancing their social supports by finding new groups of friends, but that's, of course, easier said than done. And so some parts of the country and state have what we call alternative peer groups, where they're able to be in a group with people their age who are trying to do the same thing, like stay sober. And that really helps for a lot of our adolescents because they need an example of what sobriety looks like from somebody that they can relate to. But additionally, we encourage heavily parental support and involvement. Most people think that this issue is just an adolescent issue. It's just an issue that my kid is dealing with. But it really is a family issue. And so we ask that parents come in and learn how to walk this journey with their child, how to be supportive in this process so that they have a better chance of increasing that positive outcomes for their adolescent as well.
Dr. Bryant, thanks for providing information about adolescent substance use treatment.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.